4436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 713-2. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-455-4875. Tune in next time for the second edition of Baptist Church Radio Broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome rule that you tell redeeming.
Good with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual
warfare
broadcast. Where we will take you in an in-depth
look. When we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
The focus and purpose of today's lesson is for us to learn how to come into the presence of God and to receive answers to our prayers. We know that the church has been given a mandate to go. What that means is the church has been authorized by Jesus to go and do the works that he did and greater works. We know that in Luke 4:18, Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Jesus also gave us the works that we should do. In Luke 9:1-12, it says, "Jesus anointed his disciples, and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure all diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." In Luke 10:1, it says, "Jesus appointed the 10 also, and he sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place where he himself would come." In verse 17, it says, "The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name." And verse 18 says, "And Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven." Verse 19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all," underscore all, "the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The word means mean by no way at all. In no way. So in no way Satan can hurt us, and by no way at all he can hurt us. What Jesus is saying is that there's no way, no how Satan can harm you. This is a big statement, a big promise, a big benefit, and a big weapon. Saints of God, this is huge and all-encompassing. This weapon that God has given us through Jesus Christ. But it's just words unless we learn how to capitalize on it, unless we learn how to use the weapons that God has given us. This is what our lesson is teaching today, how to come into the presence of God and receive answers to our prayers. The power and presence of God can only become activated by faith. Faith and the power of God. There's supernatural provisions that he's given us. God has made much power available, but we must believe in Jesus in order to do the works that he did. We can't do the works that Jesus did if we don't believe in him, if we don't believe what God has said about his son. And the question is today, how do we work the works of God? In John 6:28, Jesus was asked that question. And Jesus had just worked the miracles of feeding the 5,000 people with the 2 fish and 5 loaves, after which he went to Capernaum. And some of the people followed him. Some of the people that he fed in that 5,000, they followed him because they saw the miracle that Jesus did and because Jesus fed them. They went looking for Jesus. When they found him, they asked Jesus, "What do we do to work the works of God?" And this is found in John 6, 28 and 29. And this is verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent. We know that we can do nothing in the kingdom of God without believing on Jesus. 1 John 5, 6, 1 through 12 tells us, God testifies about his son, and he has the support of three witnesses in heaven and the three witnesses in earth. 1 John 5, 6, 1 through 12. And it reads like this. It says, "Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God." That's verse 5. Verse 6 says, "This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, and it's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." Verse 8, "And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one." Verse 9, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his son." Now this is God testifying about Jesus. Verse 10, it says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not the Son, has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his son." Verse 11, "And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his son. He that hath the son hath life, and he that hath not the son hath not life." Now, saints, I want to let you know that if you go against God and what he's saying about his son, there's no hope for you. You don't have no hope, because that's what he said. So we know that the works we must do to work the works of God, and it is verified through the testimony of God himself in 1 John 1, 6 through 12. If we're going to exercise the power and authority over demons and all the devils, over sicknesses, to cure diseases, to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to preach the gospel, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. If we're going to do all that stuff, then we're going to have to learn how to do what God has called us to do in his word. To work in that level of anointing, we must do several things. Number one, we must learn how to get into the presence of God. Number two, get our prayers answered. Number three, we need to pray. Number four, we need to have clean hands. Number five, we need to be anointed like Jesus. Number six, we need to be obedient like Jesus. We need to speak the word only. Then will we have the anointing and power of God to do the works of God. Amen. I want to read you a passage in the Bible where it talks about the obedience of Jesus to his Father. And it's found in John, the book of John, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to read verse 19 through probably about the 30th verse. And it says, "Then Jesus Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he has seen the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. Verse 21, For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth them, quickeneth whom he will also. Verse 22, For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgments unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He has honored not the Son. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth the word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Son hath life himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Verse 28, Marvel not at this, for the hour is come, and all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the restoration of life, and they that have evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Verse 30 says, I can of my own self do nothing, as I hear. I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own, but the will of the Father which sent me. You know, Jesus is telling us that he cannot do anything of his own self. He only does what the Father tells him to do. Now, this is what we should be thinking about in this passage of Scripture. And I read it because I want you to see how obedient that Jesus was to his Father. And he went so far as to say that he didn't seek anything of himself. Everything he did was because the Father had told him to do that. And this is the way we have to be. We're so busy seeking our own way and to do everything that we want to do ourselves until we don't understand that, hey, this is God talking to us. We have to do what he say. Jesus died on the cross for us. We did not die for anyone. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for us so that he could erase our sins, so that we could start all over like a new man, with no sins in our life. This is what we should be doing. We should be thinking like Jesus think. I'm going to only do what the Father say do. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. These are the things that we should be thinking about. The will of God being done in our life.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah.